Assalamualaikum, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the first ever annual Islamic Global Awards, hosted by the Islamic Human Rights Commission, with a little help from a panel of expert judges.
And unfortunately, not the last one, unfortunately, because I can't see us getting rid of Islamophobia within a year. But you never know. Condoleezza Rice, they don't fly.
You mean pigs are burned?
Well, that is what I said.
Hope you will enjoy the meal, and I'm sure you'll agree it's pretty delicious. It's nice to see the orderly exchange. You probably feel you haven't had your money's worth yet, and I'm hoping to do so by the end of the evening. And all I can say to that is, I think we're in trouble, Martin.
Nah, she's only kidding. No, but thanks for all of you to attending tonight. I'm sure you've given up a lot of exciting things you could have done alternatively on a Saturday, and you've decided to come here instead. Fools. But now that you are here, I'm sure you're expecting to get entertained. Fools again. Look, let's put it straight. We're just two amateurs. No, we are amateurs, and I just want to get a slot on Prime TV. That's why I'm up here. But what do you expect? I mean, come on. Look, we can't go on Pop Idol. We can't go on Fear. We can't go on Big Brother. So this is my chance. Hello, Prime. just kidding. Had to get their name in somewhere because they are supporting the event, so thanks to them. And for those of you who have enjoyed the meal, can I suggest something? You're going to like this. Not a lot. But, you know, sometimes what happens with me is when I go for a meal, later on I get a bit peckish. Now, can I suggest, stay away from the toothpicks. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, little gaps you have in your teeth when you get a bit of chicken stuck in there. Pull it out, have a good old nibble on it later on during the night. That's sure to fill you up. And for those of you, it's disgusting but it's true, let me finish. And for those of you who prefer a bit of a midnight chomp, then the molars at the back, you know, the big gap you get, a lovely piece of meat in there. Get that out and have a go. Well, it tastes better with a bit of yogurt and a bit of Muslim up. I think it's learning
in as well. We have an evening packed with entertainment, light entertainment. And so I just suggest you sit back, relax, kick off your shoes. You already have done. I guess I'm a bit predictable, but don't worry, you don't have to worry about what you're wearing in the house anyway.
Trust a woman to think about that, yeah. What you're wearing with your outfit. Those blokes, let's be honest, we don't really care, do we? What we're wearing. Come to think of it, I don't even care what socks I've had on. I've had these on for 3 days.
So that's what the
awful
smell on
the stage is? No, the awful smell comes from the athlete's footwear. The socks aren't that bad. Quite nice.
As I was saying before I was
moving
interrupted, we've got an evening of planets and planets, right?
And let's not forget, seriously, that is one of the main reasons why you're here. That's right, you've come here to help and support the causes of the IHRC. And don't kid yourself, that is why you're here. Now, in case you decide to make a beeline for the door, remember the big portly guy, sort of skin attack, like the doors? Well, he's still there, but facing the other way, so you've no chance. Now, some of you are going to sit there and claim, oh, I forgot my checkbook, I forgot my wallet. Forget it. In liaison with cash converters, we've actually arranged a late night opening. So anything we'll do, we'll trade it in for you. All right, so stay put.
I'll just ignore him.
No, they already are, don't worry.
Anyway, we'll start the evening off and set people down. We've got some live entertainment next.
What, you're trying to say I'm not live or entertaining?
What do you like to say?
Well, all right. Publicly humiliate me, why not? Anyway, now you've all heard of Beats, Bop and Garage and all the various different types of music. But tonight, we're very honoured indeed to have the first UK Islamic rap group. They were formed in 1996, which means what, 7 years? Yeah, 7 years, which means they're not a one-hit wonder. Otherwise, they wouldn't be around, would they? And they've released many songs, including Paradise, Life After Death, and so on and so forth. They've also got a mini album called Seeing Through the Smoke, which gained rave reviews and airplay on many radio stations, including none less than Kiss FM, and the BBC. Mecca to Medina, as they're called, like to describe themselves as practicing Muslims who just want to spread the good news of Islam to all who want to listen. And we are all here wanting to listen. wanting to listen. So, take it away.